4ULP. Kilo Oscar 4U for my papa and my drink.
Morning, sir. This is November 4. Mike Whiskey. Jimmy Mobile over here in Berea.
Before Mike Whiskey, hope I got that right. How are you today?
Doing good. Out doing some chores for my wife and to get ready for Thursday. So I'm sure your parents are doing the same thing. And probably in some of your spare time, they're probably making you clean your room, right?
Yeah, so we're planning to do most of the cleaning on Wednesday. I think we're leaving on Thursday for Tennessee.
You get retrieved for a few more days till you get back, and then she'll make you clean your room and the radio room.
Well, the radio room is not necessarily a room. It's kind of the other part of upstairs, and right now it's a little bit temporary. It's just TV trays and like a small little coffee table, and they're holding a logbook, a 2-meter radio, the handheld, an HF rig, and the HS power source, and external speakers, so it's, I don't have enough place to put some stuff. We're planning to like make an L desk when my dad gets his license, so that won't be too long. He's starting for his tech, and then I'll probably start for my general sometime shortly and get that too.
Go ahead and get your general book ordered up and start studying all the stuff in the book and all the questions and why you got the tech on your mind, because the general is going to be some of the same stuff, but you're going to be added the AGF stuff, all your, what frequencies you can operate on and this kind of thing. So while you got it fresh in your mind, you need to hurry up and start studying for it, because you'll see that it's all pretty close.
To go ahead and just take a practice test without studying for the general, and I scored 34% on that. In fact, they even gave me a question that was the same question as a technician, so, you know, I think I got that one right, but, you know, I plan to order a book or something to study. I'm not sure what method of studying I'm going to do yet.
And start with the section one or zero, whatever's in the book first. Read the book on all those first questions in that first one, and once you get that learned, then you'll be start on your second session, and then go on the computer and find you. There's a lot of programs out there that give you the test. ARL got one, and AA9PW has all the question tools. And you can go in and take the questions and see how you're doing as you go along. And then you can, at the end, when you think you're about ready to go over here to Red Cross building and take that test, you can do it online and get the nervous twitches out of you before you go take your test. Because, of course, I'm one of those that stays pretty nervous while I'm doing tests anyway. So I took my extra. It was like 35 degrees outside, and I was still sweating.
Yeah, I took my tech online, so I don't know, I'll probably do the same for the general or not, but I used hamstudy.org for all the practice tests, and I was very nervous for my technician. I had a water bottle next to me, and I kept on drinking the water, so every, like, 2 or 3 minutes, I'd take another sip of water because I was just so nervous. I bet they must have been thinking, wow, he must be really thirsty. They were watching me take the test.
I might be a little noisy on you, but I'm over here headed just past Grandma Pickett Speedway, headed out here to the hobby shop. See if they got a special battery for me, and get one of my racing boats back in on battery relief. That's where I'm headed.
What battery for?
Catamaran boat. It's about 4 feet long. Runs on a weed eater motor and it's remote control. and I raced it and three others. I got two nitro boats, and then this camp boat, and then I have another boat that's got an outboard weed eater motor on it. It's about 4.5 feet long, and I hadn't run it yet, but one of my batteries messed up while I was out of town a few weeks ago.
So controls, or do you like actually can actually like drive the boat while you're inside of it, or is like RC remote to control?
RC remote. I have a pistol radio just like the cars do, and then I use three channel radios, and the third channel is a remote needle that I can adjust the gas flow with while I'm running down the water.
So you use your hand skills to run your RCs?
Yeah, it works pretty good. We're in a pretty fast mode at this point, so it cost me a fortune to keep them running. All right, well, I'm over here at the hobby shop. I'll holler at you later. I hadn't talked to you since you had gotten on the air, so congratulations on that tech there. Go ahead and get your book and start studying for the other ones while you still got it fresh on your mind, and you'll be good. Take care, 73's to you, and you have a happy Thanksgiving, you and your parents, and all your brothers and sisters, if you got any. And I am going to do the same over here, too. So this is November 4. Mike Whiskey, Jimmy Mobile. We'll say 73's to you. Talk to you later.
I do have a brother and a cousin. She's living with us for high school, so in a way she's kind of like a sister. But 73's, K-O-4-U-L-P, clear. 4-U-L-P, Kilo, Oscar, Fort, Uniform, Life, Papa, and Monitoring.
OP, this is K-8-H-A-N, Brian in Greenville, how are you?
I am good. How about you, Brian? I am Alexander.
Hi, Alexander. I've heard you talking a few times on the air, usually about this time of day when I'm out driving around at lunchtime or something like that. But I've been curious how you got started with ham. I just wanted to ask you that question.
My dad bought a little handheld because he was interested in getting his license in January, and then I listened on that, and then finally in July I got a handbook to start studying with, and I studied for that and got my license in November, so I've listened a long time, and now I'm finally able to actually use the radio, but I really enjoy the hobby. And also, I'm friends with K2RCL. His name is Russell, so he kind of helped convince me to get my license, too. So between the handheld and him, that's how I decided to get my license.
Okay, got it. I think I've talked to Russell, too. I'm a new ham operator, too. It was back in January when I got licensed as a tech. But I'm 51 years old and wish I'd have started on it sooner because it is fun. I do enjoy it a lot. I know that Boy Scouts do it and stuff like that. I wondered if you came through that path or just kind of random. It sounds like it was more or less random. So, welcome.
Yeah, my dad is doing for his license. He's 50, so he's not much younger than you, so he'll be on there soon, too. And he's almost there, almost ready to take his test. Most of the time he's passing his test, but I hope before Thanksgiving he'll be able to get his license, and I'm excited to have him join the hobby with me.
K-8-H-A-N. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun for me, and I can tell it's been a lot of fun for you. I got my general license, too, back in May, so pretty quick succession from the technician to the general, but I've really enjoyed that. You know, just from Greenville on a wire, talking to all 50 states. I've talked to some countries in Europe and down in South America and stuff like that, and that's where the real thrill is for me. This 2-meter stuff is cool because it's like when you get in the car and turn the radio on, all your friends are out there and they're all talking to each other, so that's pretty cool too. But I think HF has been the biggest joy for me.
VHF rig, just need to make an antenna for it, and then I can play around 10 meters and get my general and play around on all the other meters. So, almost all the others. Whatever general class license will let me do, so I'm excited to also talk to places. Also enjoy the 2-meter talking to other people, learning new things, and I really pretty much enjoy all the hobby that I have explored. You know, I've only explored like a little section. I know a little bit of Echolink and 2-meter, and that's about it.
I don't think there's really any end to what you can get into. I mean, I've only done voice and phone stuff, but I know that you can do CW and all these digital modes, and which I don't even understand. I mean, I read about them in my general license and knew enough to pass the test on them, but I've never tried any of that stuff. But one day I'll get into that, too, and see what it's like to add the computer.
CW is digital, huh?
CW is digital. But, yeah, I mean, it's just a whole big world out there, lots of stuff to see.
To explore it, but I have to sign off here. And 7-3, so it was nice chatting with you. KO4 ULP, and I'll be clear after your final.
KO4 ULP, 73 to you. This is K8HAN. Nice talking to you. Hope to hear you again soon. I'm clear.
K82BNG. All right, I got to jump out of here and do things anyway. 73s, we'll talk to you later.